Daddy.
Dave.
You can't sleep either, huh?
No. Here. I squirreled away a couple of bottles of Nitol Salminex. Most of the stock's been used up. Looks like a few people have OD'd already.
What time is it?
Oh, it's after midnight. About 1:35. Here, take a couple of these, Dave. You gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah, what for?
For him. Plus, you got your wife and all. I don't have anybody. Here, you want some peanut butter?
What kind?
Well, it's Peter Pan Creamy Skippy Super Chunk.
I don't know. Super Chunk, I guess.
There you go. Take care.
You too, Ollie.
Are we still here?
Yeah, we're still here.
Hey, kid. Everything's gonna look a little better come morning.
No, it won't.
Shh.
It won't.
It's past his bedtime.
I want my mother.
Yeah, of course you do. Come on, I'll hold you.
Thanks. He needed you.
He doesn't even know me.
You're here. You're warm.
Wish I was. I'm cold.
You want some peanut butter? Skippy Super Chunk.
I prefer the smooth. What do you think about all this?
Ask me in the morning.
I'm asking you now.
I think we ought to try to keep warm.
All right. I know where they keep the pillows and, you know, the polyester coverlets.
I checked that row. They're all gone.
I mean the spring sale stuff. I've seen it up the steps by the manager's office. You could leave them with Mrs. Terman. I think
Dave. You come with me for a minute.
Okay. You watch Billy for a second.
Sure.
What is it?
In the storeroom. I need your help.
All right. Let's go.
Hey, close the door. Close it. Come on over here. Okay. Come on. Hold on. Before I shine the light up there. Nobody knows about this, so don't scream.
What is it?
That. Those two army kids from the Arrowhead project. Here. Drink this.
Huh?
It's cold beer. You're gonna need it. Oh. Look, I came back to see if we had any extra cartridges for the gas grill that guy's been using. I saw these guys. Well, the way I figure, they must have gotten the nooses ready and stood on top of those two piles of cartons. Must have tied their hands for each other, you know, and then balanced each other while they stepped through the length of the rope between their wrists so that their hands could be behind them, you know. Then, I don't know, I'm only guessing, but they stuck their heads into the nooses and pulled them tight by jerking their heads to one side. Maybe one of them counted to three and they jumped together. I don't know.
It couldn't be done.
It could. If they wanted to bad enough, David, they could. Not any of the tourists. The summer people like that guy Miller, but there are people from around here who could make a pretty decent guess.
Arrowhead Project.
Yeah. I stand by those registers all day long. I hear a lot. All this spring I've been hearing things about that damned Arrowhead thing. None of it good. Black ice on the lakes.
Not on Long Lake?
I've heard stuff from, I don't know, 2 dozen people. Justin Robards, Nick Tokai, Ben Michelson. You just can't keep secrets in a small town. Things get out. Sometimes it's like a spring, you know? It just bubbles up out of the earth and no one has any idea where it came from. You overhear something at the library, you pass it on, or at the marina in Harrison, God knows where else or why. But all spring and summer I've been hearing Arrowhead Project.
But these two. I mean, Christ, Ollie, they're just kids.
They were kids of Nam who used to take ears. I was there, I saw it.
But what would drive them to this?
I don't know. Maybe they knew something. Maybe they only suspected something, I don't know, but they must have known people in here would start asking questions eventually. If there's gonna be an eventually.
If you're right, it must be something really bad.
That storm, Dave. Maybe it knocked something loose up there. Maybe there was an accident. They could have been fooling around with anything. Some people claim they were messing around with high-intensity lasers and masers. Sometimes I hear fusion power. And suppose, just suppose, they ripped a hole straight through to another dimension.
Oh, I don't know. What are we gonna do with them?
Christ, I think we better just cut them down and hide them. You know, put them under a pile of stuff that nobody's gonna use. Dog food, detergent, stuff like that. If this gets out, it's only gonna make things worse. That's why I came to you. I felt you're the only guy that I can really trust.
Who's gonna cut them down? Me or you? Let's make it quick.
Mr. Drayton? David? What was it?
It was nothing.
You liar.
It was a false alarm.
That's how you want it? I've just been up to the manager's office. It's empty. There's a lock on the door. Mrs. Terman is looking after Billy. It's warmer up there. I need you.
All right.
Make me warm, please. Make me warm.
Have a Hostess Ding Dong.
No, thanks.
You have a donut.
Oh, that white sugar is death. It's worse than cigarettes.
In that case, take two.
Nah, I ought to get back to my kid.
Those pink bugs, they're gone. So are the things with the leathery wings. The last one hit the window around 4 a.m. Apparently, the wildlife here is a lot more active when it's dark.
Yeah, you don't want to tell Brent Norton that.
I didn't get much sleep last night. But I got a chance to think over a few things. We can't stay here.
Well, there's food, there's plenty to drink.
We're sitting in a fishbowl. If one of those really big beasties that roars out there decides to go bump into the glass, what then? Drive it off with broomsticks? There are about 50 people in here when the mist came. From that, you subtract the bag boy, Morton and the four people that left with him, and that man, Tom Smalley. That leaves 43.
Maybe 41.
Huh?
No, nothing.
You subtract the people who just zonked out, turned vegetables, say 10. That leaves 33. But we've got 15 or so who won't leave no matter what. You want any of this?
Nah, I don't like Diet Pepsi.
Caffeine-free Coke?
No. So what do your numbers prove?
We've got to get out. Around noon. I'll take as many as will come with me.
What, after what happened to Norton?
Norton went like a lamb to slaughter.
We have exactly one gun.
But if we could make it across the intersection to the Sportsman's Exchange, they're loaded with guns.
That is a big if.
It's an iffy situation. Come here. Tell me what you see out there.
The mist.
That blue Chevy station wagon is mine. The parking lot was jammed yesterday, right? Now, Norton and his four members of the Flat Earth Society go out, almost to the full length of the clothesline. Then we hear roaring, like a herd of rogue elephants.
Yeah, it sure as hell wasn't elephants.
It sounded big, right? So how come we didn't hear cars getting bashed around? Metal, breaking glass.
Okay, you tell me.
I think we didn't hear any cars getting knocked around because they're gone. Fallen into a hole in the ground. Vaporized, you name it. Remember that thump after the mist came? Strong enough to splinter these beams and knock stuff off the shelves. And the town whistle stopped at the same time.
If you're right, if the ground opened up, how far are you going to get in a station wagon?
Well, I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking of your four-wheel drive.
That's it?
One other thing to consider. Her, that crazy witch.
Mrs. Carmody.
By tonight, she'll have more people with her. She's ranting about a sacrifice, blood sacrifice, to make it all better. No kidding. Maybe it'll be me, or you, or your kid.
Oh, that's idiocy.
Is it?